No, they have to know.
And how do you intend to make that happen?
By reminding him. We have to get her to read their story to John Doe. Then maybe he'll remember who he is.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah, we'll do it, but we'll do it my way. Let me ask her.
You want me to read to a coma patient?
Henry thinks it will help him remember who he was.
And who does he think he was?
Prince Charming. And if I'm Snow White, he thinks. Me and him. He has a very active imagination, which is the point. I can't talk him out of his beliefs, so we need to show him. Play along, do what he says, and then maybe, just maybe, he'll see that fairy tales are just that. That there's no such thing as love at first sight or a first kiss. He'll see reality.
Something like that.
Sadly, this plan is rather genius. We get him to the truth without hurting him. I told him that we will all meet tomorrow for breakfast at Granny's, and you will give a full report.
Well, I suppose I'll get ready for my date. I guess I'll have to do all the talking.
Look, I know this is odd, but I'm doing it for a friend. So please just bear with me. As the prince chased the thief on horseback through the treacherous forest, his betrothal crossed her arms and pouted, wondering how many dreadful, boring minutes it would take until they could resume their journey again. The thief vaulted over her shoulders. They didn't need words to express what they felt in their heart. It was here, in the shadow of the troll bridge, that their love was born. For they knew, no matter how they were separated, they would always...